More than 500 traders and residents affected by the AMA's demolition exercise at Abuja, a slum area near CMB, are appealing to government and the AMA to find a suitable place for them to trade. They are also calling on government to impress upon the AMA to release their seized wares to them. Radio Ghana visited the demolished site this morning and saw the traders stranded and accusing the AMA of not adequately informing them before the demolition, thus destroying their goods, running into millions of cedis. Antoinette Aba and Ebenezer Obin Akrofi visited the place.
Dejected, disappointed and downhearted at the loss of their goods, which were destroyed in demolition exercise, traders and residents at Abuja were seen gathered in small groups discussing their loss and the next line of action. The traders Radio Ghana spoke to said they helplessly looked on as the bulldozers crushed their stores and food products. They said an attempt to salvage anything they could lay their hands on resulted in the arrest by the AMA guards. A trader, Antemansa, throws more light on her ordeal. The traders said they took loans from banks to trade, but now the goods have been destroyed and seized in some cases. They don't know how they are going to repay the loans.
Came here and demolished the tomatoes. Spoil it. Send them tomatoes and then onion, banana. To take everything away. So it affects me to relocate us to give you a place to go because we don't know where to go again. We don't know where to go.
A resident of Abuja said his beddings and electrical gadgets have been destroyed, rendering him homeless. He said where to pass the night today and subsequent nights is now his headache. An aspiring assemblyman of Adabraka official town, Mike Yeboah, was on site to assess the extent of damage. He accused the AMA of not giving the traders enough time before executing the demolition.
Managing the property by giving some time for at least 3 months, 6 months for the people here to at least get themselves prepared to vacate the place. But it came in just a hit. And just, in fact, the action to me was in a way not proper. Well, we are Ghanaians, we are not refugees. Where people will be evicted, I think we are refugees and this. That is our position. We are saying what he's doing is not the best, but I think the time frame is very short.
As the saying goes, one man's meat is another man's poison. Scrap dealers were busily crashing in on the loss of their colleague traders. They were seen packing metals and roofing sheets they could lay their hands on.
Well, I've been doing some place to buy a set of things, but I went there, I didn't see, but I just passed away. I see that they are getting some scrap. That's why I come and ask them that if they get that, they should expect from me. Yeah, it's a good day.
Meanwhile, a grader was on hand, leveling the site and collecting refuse left on the ground.
Antoinette Aba and Ebenezer Obinna Crofis report.